Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much again for joining us on the podcast. I am super excited to introduce my guest, Larissa McIntyre. Larissa, how are you?
I am great, Tori, and I am stoked to be here today.
Well, it's so fun to meet new people and talk and have this platform where we can share our own stories, our own advice, and really bring light to what it is that you do and how we tie that into visibility. So I'd love to start with what inspired you to shift from being a global CFO to now helping service-based founders as a fractional CFO.
I was in the corporate world for a very long time. I spent the last 15 years as a CFO. And one of the things that happens in the corporate world is you get to help one founder and help them grow their business. And you're really focused on just that one piece of the world. When you go into the fractional world, though, there's so many more opportunities to interact with people, help multiple founders, and really have a place to help more businesses be successful and kind of leave your mark. And for me, that's just an incredible experience and something that I really aspire to do. I want to make sure that businesses are successful, and I'm like super happy I went into the fractional world just for that reason.
I love that, because you and I have a very similar entry into this entrepreneur space, because I was in the marketing space for a corporate company and had that same feeling like, I'm only helping this one business and I've got all these ideas and all these innovative, creative ways that we can do marketing, but I only have this one business that I can help. And there's so many people out there. So I love it. I feel like that happens to a lot of us, where it's like, we want to touch more people's lives, impact more businesses. And so this gives us the space to create our own path and solve issues for multiple people and multiple businesses. So I love that we have that connection and similarity. It's definitely a passion that, you know, I think a lot of us can relate to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was one of those things where I went and looked at some statistics and things like that. And like 98% of the businesses in the United States make less than $50 million in revenue. I mean, you hear about the big boys all the time, you know, the Apples and the Microsofts of the world and things like that. But the vast majority of businesses are smaller businesses. And, you know, when you look at a CFO, I mean, CFO salary is not cheap. Yeah. And, you know, to be able to bring a founder that's in that smaller space, the ability to get those CFO level insights that are only normally reserved for enterprise level companies is really fulfilling. And it really, I think, is important for founders to think about that. You know, you don't want to suck up your entire profit line with one salary. And if you can get what you need by going with a fractional CFO, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can go down a whole conversation when it comes to the fractional world, because it's a whole booming industry. Mm-hmm. like I said, we can have a whole other podcast on that. But I want to talk about something that you mention a lot in your marketing and in the conversations that you have, which is financial blind spots. And how do those blind spots connect to a lack of visibility in what's really happening within a business?
One of the biggest things that I find first-time founders or even maybe people that aren't in the accounting space often get tied up with is their P&L. They'll be looking at their profit and loss statement and saying, hey, I made a profit, or they're focused on top-line revenue, when in reality, those are not good numbers to constantly be focusing on, because there's only one thing that really makes your business, and that's cash. You can't pay people if you don't have cash in the bank. You can't make payroll. You can't grow your business without that cash. And I think the biggest blind spot that a lot of founders have is that lack of visibility as to what is my cash runway? Where is my business heading from a cash perspective? You know, if you're not an accountant and you're looking at your P&L, you may not understand there's a lot of timing differences that are in that profit and loss statement. Revenue itself can be one of those things. You know, if you've given a customer 30-day terms, you're going to book the revenue on the P&L today, but you're not going to see cash for 30 days. So it's those timing differences within the P&L that create those blind spots. And that's why I always recommend, when I talk to founders or companies, you really have to look at almost a suite of reports. You can't look at just the P&L in isolation or your balance sheet in isolation. You got to make sure you're blending in that cash flow forecast and what's happening with your bank account and getting that visibility.
Yeah. So talk a little bit more about the cash flow, because I think that's something, like you said, that either is not understood, or we just don't know to look for it. And we're so focused on profit, because that's what we hear. You need to have profit in your business. How do you, like you talked about a report, how do you see cash flow or project cash flow in a business so that you can sustain over time?
Yeah, I recommend putting together like a 12-week cash forecast. So it doesn't take a lot of effort. You have to kind of sit down and place in the forecast when you're going to be collecting money from your customers, not when you've realized the revenue, but rather when the actual cash is coming in the bank. Same with your expenses. I mean, you know when you have your rent, you know when you have your payroll, you know when you have certain expenses, and being able to put that on a spreadsheet that's got 12 weeks and you plop it into the appropriate weeks gives you an ability to kind of get a forward view of what does my bank account look like? Am I going to be short on cash when it comes to the payroll? Do I need to delay maybe paying my vendors a little bit? Do I hold on doing that marketing campaign? These are all questions that you can answer when you kind of have a better idea of what that cash is going to look like in your bank 12 weeks out. And the other thing is, you can't just create that forecast and let it sit. It's got to be something that you're constantly updating every single week. Drop off the last week, add one onto the back end so that you always have that 12-week view. You know, you can do something that's probably a little longer. It's not going to be quite as detailed, but certainly that 12-week gives you a much better picture of what's going on.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, we talk about this as financial visibility, right? Seeing your financials and understanding your financials and really, like you said, mapping it out so that you can see, because it's almost like a moving target, if you will. And especially depending on the type of business that you have, if you have a business that's structured with monthly recurring revenue, that's a little bit more steady, and you understand where revenue is, where expenses go out, and, you know, cash flow, like what cash flow you have, you know, projected. But when you have a different model where it's not guaranteed or reoccurring, that makes it feel like it's a little bit, like I said, of a moving target. You're like, well, I've got this client, you know, today, but I don't know what I have next month. And so how do you really project what your cash flow is going to be? And that's why it's so important to be able to see your financials and really get the clarity around where everything is and what you're going to have, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days out, so that you know, like you said, if you can grow your business in a smart and successful way, with that visibility on the financials that you have from on the back end of your business.
Yeah. And also too, when you do forecasting, a lot of companies will do one forecast. And, you know, the reality is there are multiple things that can happen that will throw that forecast completely out the window. So it's always good to do multiple versions. So, you know, kind of like that best case, middle case, worst case scenario, so that if things do go off the rails, if things aren't quite the way you expect them to play out, at least you have some visibility about what could possibly happen. You know, multiple scenarios are almost a necessity in today's environment. I mean, the economy is just so volatile in certain areas that without that multiple view, you can really get yourself stuck.
What are some of the, in your experience, when you start working with these founders and CEOs, and you start talking about understanding their financials and being visible to the financials that they have, what are some oversights that they have or like aha moments that you run into that once that clicks, it helps them, you know, moving forward to make better decisions?
A lot of it has to do with margins and pricing. You know, again, a lot of focus top line, bottom line, without really understanding that middle part, especially margins and how pricing can impact the margin that you have. Think of it this way. You have your revenue, you have your expenses directly associated with creating that revenue. Once you take the difference of those two, that's what we call gross margin. Well, a couple of things play into that. Obviously, how you price your product and things like labor and that type of thing. Well, if you don't truly understand the margin that you're getting from, say, a particular client, you may have priced it on the basis that this is what I'm going to provide them. But over time, there's been scope creep. You know, they've asked you to do more and more and more, and you've tried to accommodate that because you don't want to lose them as a client. Well, if you actually sat down and did the numbers, you would realize, you know what, I'm losing money on these people. Yeah. Why am I still doing business with them? Yeah. And I think that for some founders is a real aha moment, is that not all revenue is good revenue, and that you really do need to dig into the details to make sure you're running your business in the best possible way.
Yeah. And is there a difference between margins, like overall margins and individual margins? And like for a service-based business, typically there's multiple services that you offer. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming each service has got to have a certain margin because, you know, perhaps one service requires labor. One service doesn't have not as labor intensive. So you have a higher margin potentially on that one. So is it true that there is like an overall margin that you have to watch and an individual margin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about the margin that you create is what's going to support your overheads. Yeah. So you want to set a target, an overall target. And yes, there are going to be differences. I saw this all the time when I was a global CFO, is, you know, we would set an overall gross margin target for the business, but we knew that certain geographies were going to be better margins than other ones. So you would have to kind of play a little bit with, you know, how are we going to put this delivery model into place? Are we going to, you know, use more labor in South Africa? Are we going to go more to the U.S.? But I think the important thing is you set some sort of an overall margin so that you have some at least understanding of what you can support from an overhead perspective.
Yeah. Now, as you're talking, I'm thinking about education around all of this. And I feel like, you know, you talk about coming out of corporate and wanting to work in a fractional role to support multiple businesses. I feel like there's so much lack of knowledge or lack of education for new entrepreneurs. And I feel like we're in an industry or a time now where we have more entrepreneurs than we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's got to be some education around helping these entrepreneurs with understanding or knowing, even if they can't hire like a CFO or a fractional CFO or, you know, a bookkeeper. Like, I don't know at what point you get in your business when you need to know enough, right, to help yourself because you can't financially support that fractional CFO role or bookkeeper, whatever it might be. Where do people find that knowledge and that education around these things so that they can set themselves up for success?
One place that kind of surprised me, because I hadn't really realized it was there until probably about 3 weeks ago, is LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a whole learning module that you can go to, and you can do these quick, some of them are quick, some of them are like 15 minutes. Hey, I need to know about what is gross margin. It's great, 15 minute little thing segment about that. Some are longer courses, you know, 2-3 hours. And yeah, you can do them over a period of time. But I was really actually kind of surprised how much content there is out there in LinkedIn Learning. The other thing is obviously being on the lookout for webinars that, you know, CFOs like myself often like to put on webinars because we want to try and educate the masses a little bit about what's going on in business.
Yeah.
So certainly that if your particular business is in an industry and you have an industry group that you can join, those are also really good opportunities to connect with others in your industry and maybe pick their brains a little bit. But there's lots of resources out there for people that want to get a better grounding on what they need to know from a financial perspective to run their business.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you mentioned LinkedIn because that's something that you don't think about often, right? They have that LinkedIn Learning platform. It sounds like we're promoting LinkedIn Learning here. We're not sponsored by LinkedIn Learning. but you're right. There is that resource there. And even beside that is, like you said, CFOs like yourself put out content or even newsletters. Like a lot of times people are starting to build newsletters on LinkedIn and articles that they put out. Those are great resources and they might even link to like outside sources where you can find other information. So I'm glad that you mentioned that because I think that's something that we don't really think about, but we know it's there.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of like, oh, okay. Yeah. Let me put that on my to-do list. I'm going to do this little research or whatever it might be. So I think that's a great point. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is your personal visibility. So how has your visibility changed from the corporate space to now being your own business owner and entrepreneur? And what have you learned in this journey for your visibility?
When I was in corporate, you know, obviously I got a lot of people looking at my LinkedIn profile because they knew who I was. You know, hey, we know Larissa, she's our CFO. You know, they would take in my content, make comments and all that stuff. And when I left that world and now I was just Larissa, fractional CFO, you know, it was different because now I didn't have the eyeballs. And for a while there, it kind of bothered me because, you know, I wasn't getting the impressions. I wasn't getting the likes that I, you know, and it kind of feeds your ego a little bit. I hate to say it, but honestly, I want to be out there with the content because I really am wanting people to be educated about the financial side of business. And, you know, if somewhere along the way they think that the content I've got is resonates with them and, hey, they want to have a conversation with me, I welcome that. Okay. It's been an interesting journey trying to get this business up and running. And I've enjoyed actually the marketing side of it. The sales side, not so much. I think most people kind of hate that part of it. But I have enjoyed putting all that marketing stuff together just to get people to understand what Rockbridge is all about.
Yeah. Well, and when you come from a place of service and like heart-centered and heart-led, like, you know, I can really tell for you, it's really about helping people, right? And I feel like you truly will align with the people who are going to align with that mission when you put out content and talk in the way that you do to come from a place of service. So You're doing amazing. Sometimes we just need that little self external reassurement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's wrap this up with one action item for our female entrepreneurs who are listening, something that they can take, an action step that they can take to improve their financial visibility. What would that be?
If they go to my website, rockbridgecfo.com, I have a blog post out there about cash flow forecasts, and I have a cash flow forecast template. Go get the template. It's got instructions. It'll help you put that first cash flow forecast together. And, you know, it'll give you a better understanding of where you are from a cash perspective. Because, look, cash is king when it comes to business. And you really do need to know where you're at.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think that's definitely a starting point. I think I'm going to go check it out myself. Larissa, it has been awesome chatting with you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, your expertise, and really the insight into what financial visibility is and why it's so important. So I'm sure if people want to reach out to you, like you said, they can reach out to you on your website or on LinkedIn. Yep. Tell us again your website one more time.
Sure. It's rockbridgecfo.com.
Awesome. Thank you again for being a guest. It has been a true pleasure.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Tori.